Good morning. This is Chris with your daily Bible reading from the Gateway Church, Kinklin. And today I'm reading from John chapter 1 and verses 1 to 18. It's titled, The Word Became Flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me. From the fullness of his grace we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known. When I first read this passage, I just thought, wow. And I was immediately reminded of the song we sing in church, What a Wonderful Name It Is. And you look at the words of that song, You were the Word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. And what a beautiful name it is. And then in that song it also mentions, you didn't want heaven without us. Jesus came down to earth to be with us. And isn't it wonderful? You just want to think, wow, isn't it amazing? Jesus, God's only Son, wants to spend time with us. We look at that name and we look at the word and we look at names and we think, what does my name mean? Well, I'm fortunate, aren't I? My name's Chris, and you look at the root of the word Christ, Christopher, it means one who bears Christ. So I'm an ambassador for Jesus. But we're all ambassadors for Jesus, aren't we? We all carry him wherever we go each day in our daily walk. But there are parts of our life that we may not have given fully over to Jesus. Are there any parts of your life that you haven't given fully over to Jesus? Are there habits and things that you wish you didn't have, that you haven't passed over to him yet and let him have the victory over? Oh, what a wonderful Saviour we serve. And isn't it wonderful that Jesus came down to spend his earthly life here on earth to help us with all our afflictions and woes and things and stuff we carry. But he carried them for us and he carried them ultimately to the cross. Oh, Father, thank you that you sent your Son Jesus down to earth to be with us, to save us from our sins. Help us today to go out as ambassadors for you, carrying you wherever we go, taking your word to those we meet, bringing your love and your comfort to those who need you now more than ever. In Jesus' name, amen.